fit yours there? No, okay. Just keep that there in case you need a drink.
But I can do it with a glass. I can drink with a glass, right?
Can you?
Yeah, don't see me.
Yeah, how long have you been able to do that? How long do you think you've been able to do it? Wow, that is cool. You definitely do know how to do that.
So we could share your water.
Cool, okay, then like if we run out, then I'll share yours with you. Well, that'll look a bit silly, Dad drinking it that, won't it?
No. You should really take off the lid.
Okay, so, I was wondering if maybe you could tell me about how Spider-Man became Spider-Man.
So this guy called Peter Parker was in a place and offered her crocrams, and there's a spider, radioactive spider.
Ooh.
And it climbed up Peter Parker. And it bit him, and then he was poisoned by that spider, and he was turning into a spider himself, with a human head.
Oh, so he had a spider's body and a human head?
Yeah.
Ooh. So how did he become Spider-Man that's not got the spider's body?
And it was actually a dream, and he walked onto the road, and the car was coming for him, and he jumped, and he was sticking to the wall.
Really?
And he noticed he had superpowers, so he'd call himself Spider-Man.
And what sort of superpowers does he have?
He has this power. Kick.
Kick. And what's that one?
Punch.
That's cool. And so what does Spider-Man do to help people? Oh, try not to touch that, Andy.
He saves people.
Is it bad people he saves or good people he saves?
He saves good people.
Right. And does he have any friends?
Yeah. In the different Jones, Jameson one.
Oh, maybe just try and leave that alone as well. If you could, because that'll... You know, this is the mic. And that's where the sound goes into. So if you move that about, you'll get lots of type stuff on the tape, which I would be interested in listening to, but I don't think Mum would like to listen to that when she's... Because you know what Mum's got to do with this as well? She's going to write it all out. So it'd be quite good if there wasn't any of that on it. So what other superheroes are there, and what do they do?
Superman, he's from Krypton. And he is a human, but he's metal.
Right, he's metal.
And the bullets don't just make him die.
Right.
They just bounce off him.
Okay. I've got a wee idea. See with this mic, because you accidentally hit that there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on there and just point it at you. How's that? Is that a good idea?
Yeah. Okay. I'm
going to
put it onto...
Put it onto Dad's wallet. There we go.
So...
You don't have to speak into it, it's fine, you can just sit back if you want. Okay. So anyway, you were saying about Superman.
Okay. He can never die if you shoot bullets at him.
Really? What happens to the bullets?
They just bounce off him, because he's metal.
Ah.
So if Superman was real and you had a gun and you were trying to shoot him, the bullets would bounce off.
That's awful clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what other superheroes are there?
Batman.
Tell me about Batman.
He shoots out a butt rope. And Catwoman, she shoots out a cat rope.
So is Catwoman a goodie or a baddie?
She's a... She she's a goody.
A goody. But she's sometimes a baddie, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not today.
Not today. Not today. So, what would you else like to hear about Frankenstein?
Would that be great if you could tell me about Frankenstein? I don't know anything about Frankenstein.
There's a Dr. Frankenstein and there's also a robot that Frankenstein. The Dr. Frankenstein made a green robot Frankenstein because the human was dead. So he decided to make a Frankenstein robot.
And how did he, what did he make it up from?
He had a cutting machine. Because he was made out of cardboard.
Ah. And what happened to Frankenstein then? Do you know any more about his story?
And he bitted screws in. Screws in.
Screws?
To connect his neck.
Ah.
To keep it on. And because all the time, if he didn't have a bolt in his neck, two bolts, his head would keep falling off.
And that would look silly, wouldn't it?
And then he would be hit the headless spectre. The headless spectre's got no head! His head is stuck down into his ceiling.
Oh, you look like a headless spectre. Where did you hear about the headless spectre?
It was in Scooby-Doo. Ah. After Kung Fu.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah.
Do you like Hong Kong Fooey?
Yeah.
He's silly, isn't he? Yeah.
He's a dog hero.
A dog hero?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's a fridge with buttons on the door. And the door goes that way. It doesn't go that way. It goes that way.
Right.
And he falls into a drawer. And the cat bangs on the drawer. And then, because Hong Kong Fu squashed into it and put his suit on.
What colour's his suit?
Red.
Sounds nice.
He's got black. He's got black things for his eyes. And they've got holes for eyes.
Like a wee mask?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Why do you think he's got that?
Because he just wants to have that. See?
Can you think of another superhero that's got the same thing as that? I can think of one.
Incredibles!
That's right.
They've got a red suit.
That's right, I've not seen The Incredibles yet. Maybe you could tell me a bit about that.
The Incredibles have got red suit and they've got black things for their eyes. Mm-hmm. And they've got holes for their eyes. And the man saw a red thing in the water. Like Violet, the oldest one. Who can go invisible and make force fields. And he saw the red thing, the same colour as her suit, and he shot the thing that wasn't Violet.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the reflection of her.
The
reflection of her.
Well done.
And he punched the guard. He punched him back there.
In the back of the head.
There.
Uh-huh.
There. So. And also. Do you want to hear about
stuff? Yeah, I want to hear about stuff.
there? That thing there. That looks like a telephone.
Yeah, that's an extension cable.
Yeah. It's curling. Curly, curly.
That's right.
And a phone kind of thing. It's that's like that curly.
That's right.
So, what else do you want to hear?
Did you do anything interesting at nursery yesterday? I know you weren't at nursery today.
I don't want to tell you about that.
Okay. Well, what else?
I meant a superhero thing.
Okay. Well, you've told me about Superman, and you've told me about Batman, and you've told me about Spider-Man. Who else is it that you like?
I also like The Incredibles.
Okay, we've had The Incredibles too. So, who else would there be?
Because there's one there.
Yeah, there's one here that we need to talk about, eh? There's one... Who could it be?
I know. It's Superboy!
Superboy! Yes! And what's Superboy's outfit like?
It's like... It's got a yellow ear. It's got black things for its eyes.
Uh-huh.
It's got holes. And he's got the same colour as my hair.
Right.
And I'm actually him.
You're actually Superboy?
Yeah.
Shh, we better not tell everyone. Is that a secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your name as a superhero?
What's my name as a superhero?
Super Crunch.
Super Crunch. I'll go Super Crunch.
Okay.
So tell us more about Superboy.
I'm actually the Thing.
As well as Superboy?
Yeah. Because the Superboy is actually the Thing. So I can change into Superboy and also the Thing.
So what's Superboy's special powers?
He turns invisible and he holds a stick invisible and he hits it. And the guard, and then he says, "What?" And he turns around and he just says, Because he saw my brick hand.
Ah, so did you change into Thing at that point?
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm running, and then I stamped on one of the guards, and he just said, he was like, so I connected a back bomb. A back bomb.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard about them?
No. Tell
and
me
a back bomb is red. And Thing has them. Whenever he wants to stamp on any guard, he just threw the bomb, and he thought I was going to crunch him, but I just... I pressed my control. The green button and it made the bomb explode, and it actually missed his head a wee bit. It goes head.
Ooh. That would be a bit sore, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, half of my toe fell off.
Was that your Thing toe?
Yeah.
Could you not just replace that with another rock that you could find somewhere?
No.
No, would you?
There's no rocks in the land.
There's none?
No. So I just found the rock who was actually fell off.
Mm-hmm.
So Mom got my toe a wee bit.
Uh-huh.
So I picked up it and put it back on. And I screwed it on.
You screwed it on?
Yeah.
How did you get a screw through that rock?
I found it. I got a wee rock. I found loads.
Right.
Yeah, of rocks.
Cool.
And I was shaving it, and I found a knife left off the guards. So I was cutting. So, last friend was good. And I got it through.
Well done. That's really good.
Is that enough stories for now?
I think if we could speak for just a wee bit longer. Just try to think what you would like to speak about. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
I want to be the thing as Super Boy.
Okay, you know how, you know Peter Parker?
Yeah.
He's got, you know, he's, who's he again? He's
Peter Parker.
What superhero is he though? He's Superman.
Spider-Man.
So he is, that's right. Okay, so he's Spider-Man. But he's got a job during the day, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What's his job?
To take photographs of Spider-Man.
Yeah, for... What's the name of the paper?
The Daily Bugle.
That's right. So he's got to have a day job. So even though you're going to be Thing and Superboy, you'll need to have a day job, won't you?
But really, his Superboy and Thing's boss, they don't really want him to have a job.
Oh.
They just leave him. And they know he's a superhero.
Right.
Because their boss is a superhero too.
Who's their boss? Do you know who it is?
Superman.
That'd be a good boss to have, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I know that you don't have to have a job when you grow up then, but if you had to have a job, do you know what you'd like to do?
Take photographs of Peter Parker.
That's a good one. That's a good answer.
And also take pictures of the Thing.
That would be pretty cool.
That's me.
Yeah. How's that going to work?
So I would turn the camera the front way and I would press the button and it would tick. And the photograph would get out the top. And it would see me. And it was like that. And I kind of put my head like that. So it wouldn't see my head. Because the camera doesn't like Thing with a head. They only like Thing with no head. So I put my head like that. There's no head.
Ah, that was a good move, I think. So, what's
is that enough talk?
Just a wee tiny bit more. What's your favourite colour?
Pink, blue, purple, and green.
Right, they're quite different colours, aren't they? Why? Do you know why you like them? Would you be able to explain why you like them?
Because I just do.
That's a good enough reason for me. And do you like music?
Not much.
No?
No.
No. I thought you and Mum sort of listen to the music sometimes, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah, and sometimes when we're in the car, I put some music on for you as well, don't I? Mm. So.
But I don't really listen to that.
Is that a bit too loud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put it too up.
I put it up too loud?
Yeah. Do you think we could do that a wee bit differently?
Okay.
Like that could be like that.
Yeah, as long as you don't touch these two, okay? I'll keep my fingers on them and you can do whatever you want. And don't touch these buttons either, okay? Because, you know, that's kind of what Dad does for Dad's job. You know, at my work, when you've seen that desk, it's got stuff like this on it, and that's what I've got to move them up and down to make the bands sound good.
But ours, like... That to be like that,
okay.
And that I would like to be like that.
That's, that's fine for me.
What is this? Is this a battery?
That's right. That's exactly what it is. Try not to touch the button on it. Okay.
I didn't touch the button.
No, I know you didn't. Okay, we'll have one more wee chat about something. And is there any posters on the wall that you'd like to chat about?
That one with the skull.
This one here?
Yeah. This You, under your skin, you've got a skull, a board, and also muscles.
Muscles? Yeah. And what do the muscles do?
They make you be strong, and when you eat so much, get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger.
Wow. That's going to be cool. So you're going to try and eat up like a good boy then when it comes to dinner time? Yep. Ooh. Right.
Can I please have a nut?
Yeah, in a wee second, if you tell me one of your jokes.
But I need to have one now.
Okay, you have one and I'll have one and then you tell me a joke, okay? And then we can have more after. When we finish the recording, we can have more after, okay?
Okay.
Right.
That is making the sound of us eating.
That's right. Mum's going to have to write down eating noises. She'll be a bit angry with us. She won't be. I'm only joking. Okay, so one of your jokes, if you please.
Have you never heard the stick went to the noisy house?
No, I haven't.
He accidentally saw a farmer and the farmer cut off his head.
Have you got another one?
So, why did the stick go to the farmers?
I don't know, why did the stick go to the farmers?
Because he wanted his head to explode!
What about one of your skeleton jokes? Mum was just giving in a wee comic, just in case that we were running out of things to talk about, but we've talked about quite a lot already. Henry was just going to give me another one of his jokes. What about a skeleton joke?
Why did the skeleton go to the clock?
I don't know, why did the skeleton go to the clock?
Because he wanted a new skull, a new eyes. So he used the numbers as his eyes. And a number for his nose.
What number would you use for your nose?
He used 5. And he used 4 for his eye. And he used 2 for his other eye. And he used 1 for his mouth.
Does that make it have a smile? What about his ears? What numbers did he use for that?
They were 7 and 8.
That's pretty good going. Were you getting those numbers from the clock? Is that where you're seeing them?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And also he had... one for his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And also 2 for his toes. And also had 3 for his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And also had 4 for his muscles.
What else did he have?
He also had, for his heart, he had 2.
2, that's a good number for the heart, isn't it? And what about?
The bottom for 6.
6 for his body. Okay, we're not saying it too loud. Well, I think maybe that's where we can stop. Okay? We can do it, but it's been really good. So do you want to have another nut?
Yeah.
Let's celebrate with a nut. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about before we finish? Like maybe what your favourite toy is?
Yeah.
What's your favourite toy? I'm just about to finish up. He's just about to tell me about his favourite toy. Okay, that's them just now. We'll get another one after we finish, okay?
I'm just going to put them away.
Well, we've just got to both stay here just now, so I'll just keep them. In fact, I'll give them to Mum, okay?
Okay, I'll give them to Mum.
Okay, so your favourite toy?
My favourite toy is that man with one arm. My mum buyed me that because I've been so good.
And what happened to his arm?
When we took off the label, it was just broken by itself.
Really?
When we just took the label off, so we needed you to fix that.
Well, I'll have a look at it right now then. Okay.